Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Mangione was arrested at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania earlier this month, ending a five-day manhunt. He allegedly waited nearly 1 hour outside a hotel in New York where United Health was holding its investor conference. He's now charged with first-degree murder as an act of terrorism. Prosecutors say the charge reflects a belief that Mangione killed Thompson to evoke terror.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The community gathered in Madison, Wisconsin last night to remember the victims shot on Monday at a K-12 Christian school. Police are still looking for a motive behind the mass shooting carried out by a 15-year-old girl who took her own life afterward. Even as Israel and Hamas inch closer to a ceasefire, the Israeli military has ordered another evacuation in central Gaza ahead of an offensive in the area. Prime Minister Netanyahu also saying Israeli troops will remain in Syrian territory indefinitely. This is ABC News. Influencers Andrew and Tristan Tate on the verge of losing millions. A British court this morning ruling police can seize about $2.5 million from frozen bank accounts to cover years of unpaid taxes. The brothers face human trafficking charges in Romania. Some Walmart shoppers in Texas are shopping alongside store workers who are wearing body cams.
Walmart says that equipping its clerks with police-style body-worn cameras is a safety measure, not an anti-theft initiative. But the National Retail Federation has posted a video warning business owners.
The retail industry continues to contend with increasing levels of shoplifting and violence, often due to the involvement of organized retail crime groups.
The NRF has said that body cameras have helped to de-escalate tense situations between clerks and customers because people act differently when they know they're being recorded. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And the Milwaukee Bucks emerging as the winners of the NBA Cup, the NBA's midseason tournament. The Bucks beating the Thunder 97-81. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season two. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks beat the Thunder.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Oklahoma City Thunder are in first place in the Western Conference, the youngest team in the league. But last night, the Bucks shut them down, 97-81, to win the NBA Cup Championship in Las Vegas. Doc Rivers asked during the trophy presentation, when did he know that they had a chance to win the Cup?
I think we knew this. You know, we struggled coming out of the gates. No one here doubted what we can be and who we can be. And we just hung in there. We stuck together. And this is the byproduct of a team sticking together. But we still have work to do.
College football, add Will Pauling, the Badgers' leading receiver, to the list of players leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. In Green Bay, Matt LaFleur says one of his most improved players this season is wide receiver Christian Watson.
In every phase of the game, he's been A+. Guy is extremely intelligent. We can move him around. He rarely will have a mental error, and he's doing a good job of winning his one-on-one opportunities.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have some snow on the way tomorrow through tomorrow night, around 2 to 3 inches of accumulation possible by the time it winds down late on Thursday night. Today, though, partly cloudy, 29. Tonight, clouds will increase 18 with snow tomorrow and a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, stops in for a hump day edition. And we'll see. Maybe Luke Mathers and Trigny Olsen as well. It's a potpourri. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Always gossiping.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right, we'll take it. 6 minutes past the hour, partly cloudy and 28 degrees, the high about 30 today. Maybe some light snow on your car windshield this morning. Yeah. You had a little dusting overnight, so be prepared. It's a little bit slippery out there. We were talking about some of the countries we could be ambassadors to. Herschel Walker is now going to be the ambassador to the Bahamas, thanks to Trump. I think Finland, you know, one of the, Switzerland,
yeah,
you know, like,
yeah,
or Norway,
right,
one of the Scandinavian countries. I think that would be cool.
You thinking,
yeah,
you might want to take up skiing or something like that?
No, no. How hard can it be to be an ambassador anywhere, you know, in a peaceful
What's
country
involved,
like that?
Right? A lot of dinners, a lot of buffets to go to.
Really? Just, it's party after party.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's all they do. Just, you know, invite some people over to the wherever you live, the ambassador's house.
Well, let's throw our hat in the ring, I think.
Yeah, really? Where would you go?
Well, I don't know.
You don't. How about Sam? Sam,
what country I would be an ambassador to?
Yeah.
Good question. I don't know. I've never been
a lot
out
of countries
the,
to choose
I've
from.
Never been out of the country. I don't know.
Really? I was thinking maybe Amsterdam, though. Yeah, I mentioned that earlier.
I know you
I think that's where I would probably some. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Scandinavian country of some sort.
Well, think it over.
Well, thanks.
Because you'll probably have a chance.
I'll probably need to.
Okay.
More seriously, of course.
Hey, but it's time for our Civic Media's grown-up gift list text to win contest. Time for another keyword. We do this at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Just got 3 days left, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we have the grand prize drawings.
Oh, yeah.
So anybody that enters is eligible for the grand prize drawings, which include a humidifier, a couple of robot vacuums, espresso machines, a snowblower, a couple of luggage sets, all kinds of cool prizes. We'll have 8 grand prize winners, and you could be one of them. But this time around, the prize this hour is an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And here is the key word. You got to jump on the Civic Media app, which is easy to get, free to download. Go to the text button there and text in the word wait, it's today's Wednesday. Toy, right? Sam?
Toy.
Toy. T-O-Y. Very easy to spell.
Island of Misfit Toys.
Toy. Toy. Yes. Toy. You have until 8 this morning.
Don't toy with us.
Don't toy with us. Send us the word toy on the text line.
Or do
there.
Toy with us.
Okay.
Send us a toy.
Yeah, and you could win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in this statewide contest. Okay?
All right.
I'll remind you what the word is a little bit later.
Will you?
Remind me to remind everybody, okay?
Okay. Well, I hope you do remind us.
Okay.
And I'll remind you to remind us
okay.
later on.
All right.
You know,
Abbott and Costello. Okay. Go ahead.
All right, let's get to the Tesla story, okay?
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Are they having more problems, more mechanical problems?
Yes, they are. Oh. Yes, definitely. And this is a big issue because this gets down to regulation. Now, they have a regulation that these automakers, and this was a recent regulation, that they must report accidents of their vehicles.
Right.
Especially automated vehicles. Uh-huh. But now, this administration coming in are saying, you know, maybe we shouldn't have that regulation. It's just more paperwork, more reporting.
Yeah, more lawsuits. Can you believe and stuff? We don't want it.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's have Rachel Maddow explain it to us here.
Okay.
120.
Cut 120. Number 120. Rachel?
So Tesla, like lots of cars now, they send software updates over the air to their car. So your car gets its operating system updated while it's parked in your driveway. Within a few hours, it had led to some news.
Now at 5, 16 people, including 8 kids, were part of a multi-car crash on the Bay Bridge, causing some major traffic tie-up.
A 76-year-old lawyer from San Francisco told the CHP his white 2021 Tesla Model S was in full self-driving mode when it suddenly deployed the brakes. There are a growing number of reports of the Tesla technology unexpectedly slamming on the brakes.
Well, the U.S. government is doing that studying. Well, the year before that big Thanksgiving Day crash in the Bay Area, that government agency started a program where car companies have to report when crashes happen while a car has been in autopilot or in full self-driving mode. They have to tell the government when that happens. Earlier this year, the agency released its report. It led to headlines like this, quote, Tesla's autopilot and full self-driving linked to hundreds of crashes and dozens of deaths. Tesla had already disclosed in an SEC filing that it had received federal subpoenas for information about its full self-driving mode and its autopilot mode. Then just a few weeks ago, the government announced the opening of a formal federal investigation of Tesla's full self-driving mode in more than 2 million Teslas. Since then, you might have seen that Tesla's CEO, Elon Musk, has basically had himself surgically attached to Donald Trump's body. I mean, seriously, they stitched together. Reuters headline, quote, exclusive. Trump team wants to scrap car crash reporting rule. The Trump transition has apparently surveyed the landscape of public policy in the United States of America and has decided, you know what really needs to go? What needs to go as a matter of priority is this thing that we've had for a few years now where car companies have to report it when their car is on autopilot and it crashes into something. Quote, the Trump transition team wants the incoming administration to drop a car crash reporting requirement opposed by Elon Musk's Tesla, a move that could cripple the government's ability to investigate and regulate the safety of vehicles with automated driving systems. Musk, the world's richest person, spent more than $250 million helping Trump get elected president in November. Removing the crash disclosure provision would particularly benefit Tesla, which has reported most of the crashes, more than 1,500 of them, to federal safety regulators under this program. You know, this guy paid for the presidential election. Therefore, he kind of bought himself a government, and so he gets what he wants, right? You can't really just say that. Hey, you kids getting off school buses, watch yourself. Unless and until you can start paying for your own president, you're fair game on the side of the road.
That's right.
Wow.
Crazy stuff.
It is.
How could they even propose something like that? I mean, that's just so obvious, right? I mean, Elon, of course, is, you know, going to not want to have to report all of these accidents. Mm-hmm. Remember in the old days, I remember reading a tweet on this, by the way, that made a good comparison. In the old days, the Corvair used to blow up, right? I mean, it had problems.
Yes,
and then
big
the Ford.
What was the Ford?
Pinto?
Pinto would blow up.
Yeah.
And they were, the deaths reported for that were minor compared to what's going on with Tesla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If this happened in those days, man, this would really be legendary.
Right.
So this is happening now, and they want to take away the reporting for these automakers to tell us when these vehicles are having troubles. And these automated vehicles now are really, really problematic. You can imagine, you know, this vehicle can predict when a when a child is going to run out in front of the school bus and cross the road. Mm. It doesn't know that. It doesn't know a child is there. It'll go around and make maybe a right turn and hit the child, which is one of the accidents that took place. So this is a situation that, again, I guess, like my brothers told me over Christmas, I guess we'll wait and see what's going to happen next. But we know that these accidents are happening, and we know that Tesla is having problems with it, and automated vehicles just aren't ready for the road yet.
How much influence does Elon Musk need? He's got influence, it seems, up and down the line now that he's attached to Trump.
He wants to own the world and beyond. Remember, he wants to colonize Mars.
Oh, yeah. That, too. Yeah.
Man.
It just boggles the mind.
It really does.
Where does that end?
Man, I tell you.
Getting a bunch of texts in here this morning. You can text us on Civic Media app.
Matt out in Middleton. Tired of these nanny state rules like speed limits? Bring on the techno-libertarian monarchy where I can drive as fast as I like. Oh, wait, I have to be white, Christian, and wealthy. Ah, that's right, man. The surveillance will only get worse. So we'll see what's happening. You know, they're putting cameras all over the city. They're not supposed to, you know, pass out tickets via the camera evidence that they get, but we'll see. You know, surveillance is a big thing now.
Well, and
catch a lot of criminals, a lot of activity that may end up, you know, being important in a crime.
And I was reading where the police chief would like to have body cameras now.
Yes, definitely. Finally, police. What do you think? Huh?
Right. Yeah, about time.
God, it's like 10 years just thinking about it.
I don't think we've ever touched on it on this show, but there's a pretty recent law that makes it much harder to actually access body camera footage in the state of Wisconsin. Like, you need to submit a public records request that can get denied. You don't, like, you're not, it's not a right to have access to the footage anymore, like it was not that long ago.
Right. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get on that story at some point.
Yeah.
And those 20-mile-per-hour signs are popping up all over the neighborhoods.
That's right.
Yeah, slow down.
I'm going to see a figure looking like Gordy wearing a mask in the middle of the night with a wrench taking down the signs.
Hey, maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
That's not a bad idea.
Okay.
Maybe we should just get a whole bunch of stickers made.
You think?
You know?
Stickers.
Stickers.
Like
and stick
25 mile an hour stickers
stick
and put them over
the
top.
Signs, yeah. That's hard to get off. Yeah. So, hey, I came up with a great idea, I think.
Yeah. Just want to remind everybody, this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress, where you can sleep better and dream bigger. They're all handcrafted Verlo mattresses. They're available. You can check them out in person at the East Side location or West Side location or online at Verlo.com. Check out their accessories and their big fluffy pillows.
Oh, I love those.
Now, wouldn't that make a great Christmas gift?
You're still trying to find the last person that fell in one of those.
They're pretty big. Be careful. Okay.
Well,
you got something there? What's
yeah, I got something here. I could just bring this up. This is a good one.
Okay.
Civic Media's recombobulation there is Dan Schaefer posted this. Many of the lowest unemployment rates in the U.S. metro areas are in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Madison comes in at 2.0, Appleton 2.1, La Crosse 2.1, Wausau 2.1, Eau Claire 2.2, Green Bay 2.2, Sheboygan 2.2.
Wow. All over the place.
Metro areas. Yeah.
Doesn't say
much about the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank Governor Evers for guiding our state through the gerrymandered Republican booby trap.
Okay.
Please.
Hey.
Coming to an end.
We will come back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning in just mere moments.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Spies intro.
I know.
Yeah. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
7:21. Just want to remind everybody our Civic Media Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest is continuing. This is one of the hours that we do this. 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. And this hour's keyword is toy. Up for grabs this time around is an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Everybody that enters throughout the state gets entered into the grand prize drawing, which will happen Friday.
It was always people called me a boy toy. I don't know what that meant.
No, I don't
know. All right, now we'll.
Why would they do that? I don't know. Toy is the word.
We have Brittany Merlot with us right now, and she's got some weather information, and I have some Wisconsin DOT information for you. So
yeah. So
we had a little, goes first.
A little dusting of snow around here overnight.
Yeah.
Got a little dusting. It actually worked. Awesome. It missed us in the north. I saw it headed towards you guys, and I was like, I wonder if that's making it to the ground. And it did.
It did. Yeah, a little snow cover here and no ice on the windows, which is kind of weird because it is freezing. But I don't know. I can't explain it.
I'll take it.
Yes.
Yes, and those temperatures today, too, just slowly sliding throughout the evening well. So we'll have some chances for snow again tomorrow, which I'm excited about.
I'm not.
Well, how much are we talking about tomorrow?
For you guys, I was just trying to dive in and detail it because, you know, at first it was really targeting you. Now it slid up to the north. So we're kind of in a little pickle here. I'm thinking 2 to 4 inches.
Oh, that's not good. Okay.
Two to four inches. Well, that's not that bad.
Oh, I got to get the snowblower out for that.
Oh, come on. Really?
Oh, my God.
It's like just enough, right?
Yeah, it's just enough.
It's a little bit of a pain, but it's not too bad.
Okay. So what's the timing on that tomorrow for the snow coming through here?
Yeah, so I think it'll definitely be there by noon and then continuing through the overnight. And it might still be around early Friday morning, a few flurries, some late snow showers as it kicks on out. But so it's going to be a slow mover, a long time for that accumulation. So it's not going to hit too hard, but obviously tomorrow evening's commute is going to be a little rough.
All right, I'm going to help people out here, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give my little snowblower advice in all of this because, you know, we need the right kind of snow conditions to blow snow, and I just want to make sure that we have all the information.
Okay.
And that is that if we have about 3 or 4 inches of snow, we have to use a snowblower, but it's also contingent on the temperature outside that makes that snow either wet snow, difficult snow to snowblow, or just a regular snowblowing, easy as pie snowblow. What do you think?
You want to know which one?
Yeah.
Light and fluffy.
I think it's going to be a little bit of both. I think at first, your first few hours of accumulation is going to be a little bit wetter and heavier because your temperatures are going to be right around the freezing mark. Yeah. But then I'm going to send you the cold. So on top of your slushy or snow is going to be that fluffy stuff blowing around as those winds are whipping later. So starting off heavy, turning fluffy.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I got news for you.
Okay.
What, you want to get to
No, go ahead.
Okay. Department of Transportation has new warnings, okay? Road advisory warnings. And you do some of this, don't you? Sometimes, once in a while?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, here's the new categories that they have. Normal, partially covered, completely covered, travel not advised, and I don't understand this one. No report. I don't know what that is.
Okay, no warning. No warning. Report.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Interesting.
But it's
so
interesting.
What did they get rid of?
It's interesting what they took
ice?
Out.
Ice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are
the worst
honest.
One of them all.
Right. Exactly. They took out slippery stretches, which is not a good thing to take out, and ice covered. Those two warnings have been removed from the advice.
Why would they do that?
That not in Wisconsin.
Doesn't make any sense, right? Does it?
That does not make any sense. I loved seeing where the ice slippery stretches were. And now the fact that it's not even there, oh my goodness.
Yeah,
now we have to look at the cameras to see if it looks icy.
Right.
I don't understand.
I don't get that at all. These are the two that I always look forward to, you know. I mean, I couldn't wait to hear another slippery stretch report.
We'll have to talk to somebody at the DOT and find out what the theory is behind this, right?
Yeah, I would love to know. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you do those. Okay. You do email reports. Why don't you put one together and give us
the
news.
Cameras. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Will do.
All right.
Awesome.
Sounds fantastic.
All right, Brittany. Thank you very much. We appreciate your report as always, and we'll talk to you first thing tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Have a good day. Right.
Yeah. Okay. You too. Okay.
All right, now we've got a reported guy who's going to be maybe heading up the FBI, right? Cash Patel.
Cash Patel.
Cash Patel is
a great name. Cash Patel.
He's gonna open up a store in the FBI building and clear everybody out. Anyway, I've reported about this guy before at NC5 Reporter in Tennessee. Phil Williams, he is on top of everything. And this is what he wrote. This Cash Patel interview shared by Musk is absolutely insane. This is a reporter. It's not FBI government gangsters blocking Metro Nashville PD from releasing the shooter's writings. This is a report about a shooting down there. And Cash Patel is saying that this is because of different reasons that there is a shooting down there.
Okay.
And let's listen to what Cash Patel said on this broadcast. This is cut 79.
That is, that I mean, there's...
Oh, that's under direct control of the director of the FBI. Just like the manifesto from the Nashville school shooting of the Catholic schools. Yeah. We still haven't seen that, right? It's not the Nashville police or PD saying we don't want this out. The FBI airmailed into that operation and said this is not getting out. Because they do that because this is another government gangster operation. All these local law enforcement communities get funding from the DOJ and FBI for local programs. Mm-hmm. And if you don't cooperate, you're not getting your $1 million for this. And you're not getting your... And that's a lot of money to these local districts. That's how they play the game.
He just made that up. He just made that up.
Really?
It's not true. Again, Williams writes, it's not FBI government gangsters blocking Metro Nashville PD from releasing the shooter's writings, the manifesto. It's a lawsuit filed by the Covenant family members who don't want that out there. And Patel has no clue, he writes. The victims' families have the copyright. They don't want it posted anyplace. So he just made all this stuff up. It's not a it's not a Catholic school either. It's a Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
So Patel just makes this stuff up, and he's going to head up the FBI?
Yeah,
just amazing stuff.
All right. Coming up next, we will talk with Mike McCabe. Also, again, the key word this hour is toy. Text us to us on our Civic Media app, okay?
Toy.
Yes. Coming back with more.
All right.
Let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For a lot of people, the holiday season is an exciting and fun time. But for just as many, it brings about thoughts of loneliness and depression. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Those thoughts of loneliness and depression motivated one woman in southwest Wisconsin to begin an organization to help. Details on that next.
With over 60 years of experience in the auction business, Steffes Group is the trusted source for buying high-quality equipment. From farm and construction equipment to transportation and land, Steffes Group Auctions features a diverse selection of assets for whatever your needs may be. Bid with confidence, knowing that Steffes Group's team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to view our upcoming auctions and start bidding on the equipment you need today. That's steffesgroup.com, S-T-E-F-F-E-S, group.com.
Sue Springer founded Suicide Prevention of Southwest Wisconsin after she lost a brother to suicide. She said agriculture is not immune to feelings of loneliness and depression simply because, for many farm families, you're working long hours and, in many cases, you're working alone. She says holidays can bring about certain triggers that really amplify the feeling of loneliness and depression.
All those Hallmark commercials and movies that everything's happy and content, and that can be triggering, you're right. And not everybody has the ideal family. Not everybody has the ideal bank account to be able to fit into all of the wishes for Christmas, and it can cause depression and stress. But then there's also people that are lonely and don't have the family support or friends, and there's also people that are grieving that have lost someone. And it's hard to be happy over the holidays when you've lost a loved one that you wish was there with you.
Sue Springer, she's the founder of Suicide Prevention of Southwest Wisconsin. She encourages people that suffer with depression or loneliness to use resources available to them. If you notice someone that is lonely, why not think about inviting them to be a part of your activities or do something simple, like bringing them groceries.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation.
And we're watching Washington, D.C., where a must-pass bill to avert a government shutdown now includes about $10 billion in farm aid to start. Mike Johnson, the House Speaker, said it was a last-minute breakthrough to try to help production agriculture. We'll keep you posted. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some snow on the way tomorrow through tomorrow night, around 2 to 3 inches of accumulation possible by the time it winds down late on Thursday night. Today, though, partly cloudy, 29. Tonight, clouds will increase 18 with snow tomorrow and a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Need a new mattress? Choose Furlo over the other leading brands and save big, really big. Because, hey, nobody ever slept better for paying thousands more for basically the same mattress. Plus, with Furlo Mattress, you also get our exclusive lifetime comfort guarantee. Good for as long as you own your mattress. Comfort to comfort, dollars to dollars. Compare Furlo to the others, and it's obvious. You get more bed for your buck. Wake up. Sleep better. Furlo.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text. Season's greetings from me, Gordy Young, from John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX. You know, for me, nothing says happy holidays like a bucket of fried chicken and a bottle of Jack Daniels. Hope you enjoy the festivities of this special time of year, too.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has plans for the next Trump administration. What does that mean for people in Wisconsin? We'll kick that around. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
John.
WMDX.
That's us. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Oh, I like the full names.
Yeah. We've been going with that lately. By the way, one
today.
More
day.
Yes, that's right. Just want to remind everybody, our text to win contest is continuing. Today, the first hour here, the 7 o'clock hour, the keyword is toy, okay? Text that to us at the Civic Media app, and you'll be in for the prize this hour. It's an overnight stay at Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells.
And Mike McCabe is our guest again, as always, from Substack, and you've got a few really good posts here. Let's get to the first one that you, this is kind of a personal thing for you, and this was posted in the Bulwark, and it's titled, "Open Government Nonprofits Are Dying Off Just When They're Needed Most." Tell us about this.
Yeah, what's happened?
Well, I ran a group called the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign for 15 years,
yeah.
and we specialized in open government and dealing with money in politics and all those kinds of things, and when the Citizens United decision came down from the Supreme Court allowing billionaires and corporations to spend as much as they wanted on elections, you'd think that would have been a moment where the need for money in politics watchdogs and the need for transparency, the need to let the public know who's buying our government,
exactly,
would have been heightened. But all the charitable foundations around the country that had been funding that kind of work basically just threw up their hands and fled the scene and said, we'll just work on voter turnout and voting rights, and we'll deal with other democracy topics, but those kinds of things, the open government, the anti-corruption efforts, the bird dogging of money in politics, they just fled the scene, and we actually lost a grant that was half of our operating revenue at one point. Had to scramble like crazy to fill that gap. We were successful in being able to do it, and we didn't have to lay off any staff, but we survived, kept our heads above water. But it's been a struggle for these kinds of groups ever since. Now there are national groups. One's called Open Secrets.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That has a national database of donors to politicians.
They have a big name.
And Open Secrets has laid off half of their staff because of the loss of funding. And it looks like that group might go under. The Center for Public Integrity, another group that looks at tries to maintain high ethical standards for public officials by being careful watchdogs of ethical behavior. They look like they're going under because big funders out there have just decided, we're going to spend our money elsewhere. And so right at the time when we need these resources to help the public understand what is being done behind the scenes to influence those who are making decisions in our government, these groups are imperiled. And to the point where some of the big names in that universe, like Open Secrets, Center for Public Integrity, may have to close their doors altogether.
Yeah.
They're already severely weakened, and they're really teetering on the brink, and they may have to close their doors. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is a group that I ran for many years, does this kind of work here in our state, and it's still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the funders are trying to steer groups like that away from watching money in politics, watching ethics in government, trying to maintain open government that the public can actually see. They're trying to steer them toward other kinds of interests, and that's a shame. And you said that this is personal to me. It's something that I've spent much of my life working on, and that work is very much in danger.
Well, it seems to me that people have turned more to alternative media at this point, and we have heard so much during the last election that the election turned on what people felt. And the groups you just mentioned, deal with facts and figures. People are turning away from the facts and figures and going to more of how they feel, and maybe going to a media outlet that makes them feel right or good or substantiate what they believe. And we're just talking about beliefs and, you know, just thoughts and how people feel.
You're listening to podcasts and things like that.
You had a clip with Rachel Maddow just earlier in the show, the last half hour. Right. And the point was made that Elon Musk had put in something like $250 million, $250 million to influence the election. One of the things that we specialized in doing is trying to find those hidden ways that money flows and bring that to light. I've seen research or data that suggests that if you look at all of the different ways that Elon Musk used his wealth to influence the outcome of the election, that it probably was in excess of $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Four times as much as was transparent, was readily visible.
Right.
And the groups like Open Secrets or Wisconsin Democracy Campaign here closer to home, or Center for Public Integrity, those groups specialize in doing that kind of investigative journalism, that digging, that sleuthing that allows the public to eventually learn how much is really being done behind the scenes to influence the vote. And I think it's very fair to say that Elon Musk's total commitment financially to the 2024 election was close to or in excess of $1 billion.
Yeah. Well, I know that, I peruse X all the time, and I'm getting all the Elon Musk posts.
Yep.
And one post that he put in there was somebody had posted that no one's turning to media anymore, the old media, and now they're going to the new media, and that X is your source for news. And he reposted that.
Yeah.
And that's the message he's getting across at X. And it is balanced in a way. I know that it is balanced, but at the same time, he's an extreme P.T. Barnum-ish owner of X. And
balanced at all, because he can create algorithms that make sure that everybody sees his posts, and he can throttle posts. Those algorithms will throttle posts that provide a dissenting view.
Right.
And that is happening on X every single day. People are forced to see what he posts.
Yes.
And so he has tens of millions, hundreds of millions of views of his posts. And then the Center for Public Integrity, if it puts something on X, it will be seen by hundreds of people, maybe thousands of people, but not tens of millions or hundreds of millions of people.
You're right.
So that is how the thumb is put on the scale on these big social media sites.
Absolutely.
Is the way the algorithms are written to favor certain communication and to throttle other communication.
Well, I was going to add. Before you threw that in, I was going to add the fact that, a lot of the people that I follow don't show up anymore. So I'm not seeing what they're saying anymore.
Right.
And I'm seeing a lot of what he's saying.
Right.
Even though the stuff is included on X, it's not being seen by the people that need to see it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and some of them are going over to Blue Sky. A lot of people are hitting Blue Sky now.
Or Blusky, is it?
Or Blusky. Yeah. That's
who knows how it's pronounced.
It seems like that's it's continuing to grow by leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
So that's hopeful.
You think about getting there, or putting something on there?
I have not yet, and I am on a number of different social media platforms,
and
really don't want to add another. My favorite is Substack, because it's a place where much more
thoughtful
and lengthier kinds of communications are not only
allowed,
permitted, but encouraged. They flourish. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a word limit on all the other ones.
Right.
You posted another one. Again, let's talk length on this one. You posted mass shootings, a list of mass shootings since Columbine.
Yeah. I posted that on Facebook because there's not a word limit there. I tried to post it on LinkedIn, but there is a character limit on LinkedIn, and you couldn't put the whole list on there. I also posted it on Substack. There's a dimension of Substack called Notes, which is a little bit like X or Blue Sky or any of those other platforms. Mm-hmm. It's shorter kinds of posts, and I posted it there as well. But basically just looked at that defining moment, the Columbine Massacre in mm-hmm. Littleton, Colorado, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And, of course, everybody said then, there was shock and horror across the country, and everybody said never again. No other community should have to endure what Littleton, Colorado had to endure with the Columbine Massacre. And since that time, I posted the list of every community that's been affected by school shootings ever since, and the list goes on for 25 years, and it's well over 400 communities yeah. across America that you literally have to keep scrolling and keep scrolling and keep scrolling as you go through this
yeah,
list.
You know how you kind of flick the screen, and
right.
I mean, it just rolls on it and does. On and on. It's just outrageous.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just it's hard to believe.
That, and hopes, thoughts, and prayers were offered yeah. after each one of them.
Yeah, yeah, and nothing done. And now they're protecting us from transgender athletes. I mean, that's their focus. Yeah. Not shootings in schools, yeah. but transgender athletes, which I think there were less than 10 at a current hearing. They talked to. One of the sports guys that handles, college sports and said, yeah, there's like 510,000 athletes, but less than 10 transgender athletes.
Yeah, and the school shooting list that I posted started with the first community right after Littleton mm-hmm. 25 years ago. And the list, of course, ends with Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
now you had some other posts since we last talked, right?
You want been to mention busy.
One of them?
Well, yeah, the latest one
yeah.
That you put out is
on Substack.
Yes, mm-hmm. the canary.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that article.
Well, that had
drawn
that
a
had to
blank
do with
here. I've got the
no,
other
that had
two
to do with healthcare
head.
And
okay, healthcare
and,
yes.
and of course the shooting of the health insurance executive.
Yep, yeah, mm-hmm.
and you know, there's been all this yammering on social media. Sometimes it almost seems celebratory. Mm-hmm. Right. Others are firing back and are condemning the shooter. And for me, I don't care what the question is. Murder's not the answer. But what came to my mind when I saw so much of the chatter on social media was the dinner table conversations with my dad mm-hmm. back in the day during my childhood. And, you know, my dad was a dairy farmer and fought in World War II and had only an eighth grade education, had to drop out of school at the age of 14 because his dad died of colon cancer. So he had to run the farm starting at the age of 14 mm-hmm. to take care of his mom and his sisters. And, you know, and he earned an honest living his whole life and at one point went 35 years mm-hmm. without a day off, worked seven mm-hmm. days a week for 35 years. But he used to sit at this upper table and tell of these gangsters, these outlaws, like John Dillinger and Babyface Nelson and Pretty Boy Floyd and Ma Barker and Bonnie and Clyde. And they were bank robbers. And it was so reminiscent of what we're hearing now about Luigi Mangione.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to imagine that Dad didn't think much of bankers because they tended to take people's land away from yeah. them and foreclose on yeah. farmers and put them out of business.
Those gangsters became folk heroes.
And after yeah. the break, we can talk a little bit more about the parallels between that era where it was the banks ruining people's lives.
And healthcare.
Yeah, today. We'll be back with more with Mike McCabe in just a moment.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, just a few minutes left in this keyword hour, the 7 a.m. hour. Get your keyword in to us before 8 o'clock. This time around, it's toy and up for grabs in our grown-up gift list. Text to win contest this hour is an overnight stay at Chula Vista. You're also entered in for one of the grand prizes. We'll have 8 grand prize winners at the end of the week, winning everything from a robot vacuum to a humidifier or espresso machine, snowblower, luggage set. Get those entries to us again. Text it at our Civic Media app. The word is toy, okay, for an overnight stay at Chula Vista in our statewide text to win contest.
We want the most texts. You know, Todd Alba is getting way ahead of us, and we want all the text, and we want to be Tom Alba this time around.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. So we have as our special guest, as we always do on Wednesday, Mike McCabe from Substack, and we're going to talk about the adoration of people who break the law, basically killers. And I have a little cut here before we get into that. This is just stunning. It's stunning video, but it's a gathering of people who admire Kyle Rittenhouse, and he's a hero to them because he legally got away with shooting two protesters at a Black Lives Matter protest in Kenosha. And because of the verdict, it's legal. It was legal. Not to me, it wasn't, but everybody else, I guess, on the right thinks it's a great, great event. So they're introducing Kyle Rittenhouse. People are cheering and cheering. You'll hear the shouts in the background. But at the same time, juxtaposed in this video are right-wingers talking about how outrageous it was that we're putting Luigi on this pedestal. Let's play this.
Let's get loud for Kyle Rittenhouse.
Murder, assassination, vigilantism, it's wrong, it's evil, it's despicable. There's no hero. Cheering for the murder of an unarmed man is beyond sick.
For anyone that sympathizes and empathizes with a murderer, that is completely upside down in our American society. There are people that need to reevaluate their inner soul and their moral compass. Yeah. There is nothing acceptable to me about that.
Wackos are treating suspected killer as a folk hero. Actual praise for the murder itself.
To sympathize with them It's just disgusting.
You know, they have a Bonnie and Clyde syndrome in the DSM-IV in psychiatric treatment, and that's when some people are enamored by criminals.
You don't have the right to go out and kill somebody and take, you know, vigilante justice into your hands. So I think it's really disturbing to people across the country as they tune in and hear, you know, people excited and saying there's joy from this. I think it's really concerning.
Kyle!
Oh, boy. And Kyle shot two unarmed people. And it's one of the things that just drives me crazy about that whole verdict. I still can't believe that, but it happened, and they're admiring Kyle Rittenhouse at the same time bad-mouthing the people who are putting Luigi up there on a pedestal. And I think most of them are not exactly doing that. What they're doing is they're shining a light on the abuses in the insurance industry for medical availability.
Yeah. In the piece I wrote on Substack, I guess the point I wanted to make is that phenomenon has been around a long time.
Yeah.
My dad was born in 1919. He grew up in the Great Depression. And by the time I came along, he would openly at the supper table in front of the children, he would talk about Bonnie and Clyde and John Dillinger and Ma Barker and all these other outlaws.
Taking from the rich.
Yeah. And I think they were seen as something of folk heroes, who were robbing the banks. They were taking from the rich, and they were sort of cheered on. And I think, you know, look, like I said before, whatever the question is, murder is not the answer.
Right.
So if we get beyond the crimes, and we think about the psychology of what drives people like my dad all those years ago to put outlaws up on a pedestal. He never robbed a soul in his life, and he definitely expected us kids to keep our noses clean.
Never to do that.
Yeah, but yet he would talk like that, and I think it was because of the deep wounds the banking industry inflicted on families across America, and so there wasn't a whole lot of sympathy for those bankers when those bank robbers were committing these crimes and shooting up banks and running from the law. And I think we've got to seriously look at the state of healthcare. When you've got somebody who's fighting cancer and they also have to fight their insurance company for payment of that treatment, that's nothing that any cancer victim should have to deal with. I have a personal friend, a close family friend, who was undergoing treatment for a deadly disease, and then the hospital where she was being treated up and closed.
Wow.
And the entire team of physicians scattered to the wind. All those healthcare professionals left for other
people that knew her, treated her.
And she had to drive a long distance to get care from a whole new team of physicians to complete her treatment.
Unbelievable.
And have surgery. And that's what's going on in American healthcare right now. And we've got to take that to heart. Get beyond somebody who decided to throw his life away and commit this heinous crime. And he'll pay a steep price for it too,
right.
But we gotta think what's going on that is causing people to be so filled with rage about American healthcare, and it's a system that is failing this country every day, and it doesn't have to because you know we've been propagandized for decades about we got to avoid socialized medicine
because it rations care.
Yeah, and what have we got now but ration care?
Exactly,
and denied claims, and you know, and all of that.
Guys, we got to leave it there. Mike McCabe, thanks for joining us. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you guys. Good seeing you.
Yeah.
And this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on the east side or west side or Verlo.com. Tomorrow, Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils will join us. Stephanie Miller is next. Have a great day.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media host James Maloff and the punk band Radio for Pets, who are going to invade the studio and blow the roof off the joint. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new wildfire prompting evacuations overnight in Southern California. This one burning about 30 miles east of Los Angeles. The Franklin Fire near Malibu continues to burn as well. Still looking for answers as to why in this week's Madison, Wisconsin school shooting. Here's ABC's Alex Perez.
Investigators digging through the shooter's digital footprint, discovering posts made in the minutes before the shooting. James Smith's daughter is a junior at Abundant Life. He says it's a refuge for many students who struggle at other schools.
Those who have been disenfranchised or bullied in other situations and say, well, you can find love here. You can find acceptance.
Terrorism and murder charges now filed against suspected CEO killer Luigi Mangione in New York. House Speaker Mike Johnson out with a short-term government spending bill that would extend government funding through March 14th and allows for the first inflationary pay raise for members of Congress since 2009. This is ABC News.